This National Savings Month, do not overlook the cost of delayed healthcare. Damien McHugh, CMO at Momentum Health. Every July, National Savings Month prompts South Africans to take a closer look at how they manage their money, protect themselves from financial shocks, and plan for the future. But one of the most important investments we can make is often left out of the savings conversation: our health. For many households, saving is no longer a neat monthly habit. It is a daily balancing act. Food, transport, school fees, debt repayments, and medical scheme contributions are all competing for attention. In that context, it is understandable that many people put off routine care, delay checkups, or only seek help when symptoms become difficult to ignore. The problem is that delayed care can become expensive care. Health shocks do not only affect the body. They affect income, productivity, family stability, and long-term financial well-being. When a condition is picked up late, the cost is rarely limited to treatment. In severe cases, an avoidable health issue can become a long-term financial setback. This is why National Savings Month is the right moment to broaden the conversation. Saving should not only be about what we put away in a bank account. It should also be about the decisions we make today to reduce the risk of greater costs tomorrow. Prevention is not a luxury. There is a common misconception that preventative care is only for people who can afford premium healthcare. That belief is dangerous, especially in a country where affordability is a real concern. The World Health Organization reported that people who are insufficiently active have a 20% to 30% increased risk of death compared to people who are sufficiently active. In adults, physical activity contributes to prevention and management of non-communicable diseases such as cardiovascular diseases, cancer, and diabetes, and reduces symptoms of depression and anxiety, enhances brain health, and can improve overall well-being. Preventative care does not always mean expensive interventions. It can start with knowing your numbers, blood pressure, cholesterol, glucose levels, and body mass index. It can mean prioritizing sleep, moving more consistently, managing stress earlier, or asking questions about what support is already available through a medical scheme, employer, or wellness program. For medical scheme members, this is especially important. Many people view their contribution as a grudge purchase because they only think about healthcare when something goes wrong. But the value of healthcare cover should also be measured by how it helps people stay well, detect risks earlier, and manage health proactively. At Momentum Health, this is central to how we think about healthcare value. The aim is not only to provide cover when members are ill, but to help them take action before illness becomes more serious and expensive. Easing pressure without sacrificing access. Contribution pressure is one of the biggest issues facing members. Many South Africans are carefully reviewing monthly expenses, and healthcare is often part of that discussion. But reducing costs should not mean losing sight of access to essential care. This is where tools such as the Momentum Health Saver helps members pay for medical expenses not covered by their medical aid option. The answer to affordability is not simply to cut back on healthcare protection. The better question is, how can members structure, use, and maximize their healthcare benefits so that they protect both their monthly budget and their long-term health? The cost of waiting. The financial logic of prevention is simple. Small actions taken early can help reduce the likelihood of larger costs later. A dental checkup, for example, may identify a problem before it becomes a more complex procedure. A mental health check-in can help someone recognize stress or burnout before it affects work, relationships, or physical health. An annual screening can flag risk factors for chronic conditions such as hypertension or diabetes before complications develop. None of these actions guarantee perfect health, but they improve the odds. They give people information earlier, choices sooner, and more control over what happens next. In healthcare, timing matters. The earlier a risk is identified, the more options a person usually has. The later it is identified, the more limited, urgent, and costly those options can become. This is the message South Africans need to hear during National Savings Month. Preventative care is not an expense to delay until life feels easier. It is one of the ways we make life more manageable in the future. A different kind of savings habit. We often think of saving as sacrifice, spending less now so that we have more later. Preventative health works in a similar way. It asks us to make small investments of time, attention and sometimes money today so that our future selves are better protected. That investment does not need to be complicated. It can start with one action such as booking an annual health screening, walking regularly and checking your blood pressure. The point is not to do everything at once. The point is to start before there is a crisis. For South Africans under financial pressure, the instinct may be to postpone health. But the more sustainable approach is to see health as part of financial planning, not separate from it. A person's ability to earn, care for family, build savings and enjoy life depends heavily on their overall wellness. This National Savings Month, we should ask, what am I doing today to protect the future I am saving for? Because the smartest health investment is often the one made before you need it. And the cheapest health crisis is the one you manage to prevent. Ed's note, to understand more about your medical aid and health cover, check out Ebnet's podcast series Health Hack SA here. Dot. Ends. Author at Damian McHugh, Momentum Health plus posts bio at Damian McHugh, Momentum Health from Burnout to Balance, How Employers Can Intervene at Damian McHugh, Momentum Health. Why Mental Health is South Africa's Most Overlooked Business Asset, share on your socials.